Hello again, and welcome to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. Today's article is an open letter to dads about ADD, that is, absent dad disorder. During my 22 years as headmaster of a Christian school, I wrote many articles in our school newspaper. One day I was speaking with a school mom, and the subject of a recent article I wrote came up. We had some discussion about the content of the article, and this particular mom said to me, "I think some of what you've said is great, but how do we get dads to read it?" She went further, "How about an email list of all the dads so you can communicate with them directly each week?" Those questions revealed a reality that I had observed weekly in our school families. Many dads, not all, are essentially absent from the daily interaction and training of their children. As our faculty experience more and more of the consequences of a family operating with dad being absent, I have stolen the more traditional meaning of ADD, which is attention deficit disorder, and now use the acronym for absent dad disorder. There are several symptoms of ADD or absent dad disorder, and here they are. There are children who are inappropriately craving affection, especially from men. The child doesn't process it. They don't know what they're doing, but they are just trying to fill that hole that should be filled by their dad. There are also children who are not behaving properly. These children are not getting the training and discipline that they need from a man. Then there are children who are physically aggressive towards other children or even their mom. I'm not a psychiatrist, but it seems that the child is simply releasing a frustration or anger that is below the surface. And then there are children who have little discipline in their life. They struggle to stay on task at school or do their homework at home. And children who no longer have any respect for what their parents say because they've received a message for years that they aren't important enough to get on dad's schedule of attention. And moms who are exhausted. So much could be said about ADD hurting your marriage, but here we're just talking about the kids. Dad, your wife is being run into the ground. She's trying to fill the role of two parents, and she can't do it. Even if she could be two parents, she can't be a man. God has created men to be leaders in their households and have given men special tools to get the job done. Ephesians 6:4 is talking to fathers when it says, "Bring up the children in the training and admonition of the Lord." And then there are moms who are the spiritual leaders of the household, and let me tell you, they hate that position. God has wired them to be led, not lead. Yet they are trapped between their biblical responsibility to love and support their husband and a desire for you to be the father and husband that God has called you to be. Now let me make a couple of exceptions to those who are doing the best they can. First, if you're a single parent, I don't even understand how you get anything done. What a difficult situation. Second, if you're a man who has a job that causes you to be away from home or work long hours, and it's the only job you can get for your level of training, you're off the guilt hook. In those cases, you must trust the Lord will watch over your family and do the best you can. But you have to be honest. If you are working long hours and traveling because you want to make more money than you really need, or you just don't want to be home because you get more satisfaction in your job, you're guilty of neglecting your God-given responsibility, and you need to make a change. You are not going to be able to see the complete picture of how the ADD is hurting your child because it's a slow process of degradation that won't be seen until you have the problem. Do you have ADD and want to do something about it? There is a cure and a hope. Let me give you an idea that will change your relationship with your wife and children. Sit down on the couch and read the Bible for 30 minutes with them. Is that it? Yes, that's it. Just 30 minutes of your day. Can you stop work 30 minutes sooner? Yes. Can you leave the golf course or tennis courts 30 minutes earlier? Yes. Can you choose to shut off the TV or put down the newspaper for 30 minutes? Yes. Yes, you can. And here's what will happen. When you are dead beat tired at the end of the day, God will give you the strength to do it. Your children will believe that their dad thinks the Bible is important. Your children will know that they are important to you. You will have opportunities to talk with your kids about things that they are thinking about. God will change your heart and give you a joy that you didn't know was available. Many more things will begin to happen that are a blessing as well. Are you afraid of reading the Bible because you don't know it well? Please see the section on family devotions on the Cherish Ephesians 64 website. Just take one step at a time, and God will help you. And your wife will cry with tears of joy. The dad with absent dad disorder does not produce the traditional ADD or attention deficit disorder in his loved ones. No, it's not that they can't pay attention. It's that they can't get attention. Dad's attention. Dad, go home. They have been waiting for you.